This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado has expanded a lawsuit against the Trump administration to account for new threats it says are tied to how the state runs elections and former elections clerk Tina Peters. CPR's Ben Berklin has more.
Democratic Attorney General Phil Weiser says cuts to federal transportation and energy dollars for Colorado, moving Space Command out of Colorado Springs, and shutting down NCAR in Boulder are in part retaliation for how the state runs elections. He also believes Trump is angry the state won't release former Mesa County elections clerk Tina Peters from state prison.
When you face a bully, some say, back down, accommodate. I disagree. The only response is to fight back and to defend your principles.
The White House said Trump is using his lawful and discretionary authority to ensure federal dollars are aligned with his agenda. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Music often has the power to transform the sometimes silent pain of mental health struggles into hope. That's the focus of concerts this weekend from the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs. The program features a piece composed in memory of the victims of the 2022 Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. The orchestra's executive director, Jacob Pope, says attendees don't have to have a personal connection to the tragedy.
You still can just appreciate the beauty of it and be brought into a better understanding, perhaps, of what those individuals or what that community is going through.
Pope says the orchestra will perform three other pieces, including Concerto for Electric Cello by another Colorado composer, and a Schubert Symphony. This is CPR News in KRCC.